When something bad happens to you, God has lost control. Like, where is God? We can ask. Well, Jesus was arrested. And that sure might seem like God had completely lost control. And yet you see very clearly who is in control, even when this seemingly horrible thing is happening. While he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived, guiding a detachment of soldiers and some officials from the chief priests and Pharisees. They were carrying torches, lanterns, and weapons. With him was a large crowd armed with swords and clubs sent from the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders of the people. Judas was leading them. Jesus, knowing all that was going to happen to him, went out and asked them, "Who is it you want?" "Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "I am he," Jesus said. Judas the traitor was standing there with them. When Jesus said, "I am he," they drew back and fell to the ground. Again he asked them, "Who is it you want?" And they said, "Jesus of Nazareth." "I told you that I am he," Jesus answered. "If you are looking for me, then let these men go." This happened so that the words he had spoken would be fulfilled. "I have not lost one of those you gave me." Now the betrayer had arranged a signal with them. "The one I kiss is the man. Arrest him and lead him away under guard." Going at once to Jesus, Judas approached Jesus to kiss him and said, "Greetings, Rabbi," and kissed him. Jesus asked him, "Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss?" "Friend, do what you came for."